I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight Is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. And a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Great. Oh, wait, we're starting?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know we were just... Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Where's my mic?
Right in front of you, honey.
Hi.
It's the one with the yellow sponge on top.
Well, then.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot. We've been drinking for like an hour already. So what else is new? I don't know.
Just intro us, babe.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. Hi. My name is Vanessa, and with me, as always, is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And like I said, we've been drinking for over an hour now.
You've been drinking for over an hour.
Yeah, Stephanie's leaving us literally high and dry. She's not.
I had a migraine and I needed to wait for my medicine to kick in.
Doesn't alcohol help with that?
Sorry that I suffer from chronic migraines. No, it doesn't, actually.
Boo. Come on, alcohol. Do your job. But yeah, we have been... Christy and I have been drinking Apothic Crush. So we've had a couple different Apothics. So far, Apothic seems to be podcast favorite. We should reach out to them. But yeah, we are drinking. Pass me the bottle, the empty one.
Yeah,
Apothic. The empty one. We're already on bottle number two, guys. This is Apothic Crush. It's the smooth red blend. And yeah, I mean, I like it so far. First, the first taste entices, stimulating the senses. The next taste ignites, arousing the passion.
And why are you French?
I don't know. It just felt French, and I wanted to say it that way.
Can you do it like how Joey says it speaks in French?
Bleh, bleh.
I was going to say, is that a thing? Like,
yes, yes, it
is. You've never seen the episode where Joey speaks French?
I don't remember these
Christy.
Things.
Oh, I don't remember.
One of the best episodes.
When you say things like that, it makes me want to not be friends with you.
Remember, I watched Friends.
The last, like, two seasons aren't, like, fantastic, but that's, like, one of the last episodes of season 10. It's, like, the third or fourth fourth to last episode, and it is so hilarious.
I don't remember that episode.
Okay, when we're done with this, I'm going to look it up for you so you can watch that one scene. Yeah.
No, it's a whole episode. It goes on through the whole
I know,
episode.
But, like, the
It might not be season 10 now that I'm thinking about it.
No, I think it's either season 9 or season 10, but I'm pretty sure it's season 10. But the when he's actually auditioning and speaking his French. Yeah. And then...
Oh, it is season 10. Season 10, episode 13.
And then Phoebe comes in and she's like, that's my brother. He's special.
Yeah, I really don't remember this. Like, well, that episode.
We will show it to you. And you will. You will remember.
Because I don't. Like, I vaguely remember, like, a lot of the stuff that you guys say all the time. Unless it's, like, super, super, super iconic.
Did you hear that? She doesn't give a shit about what we say.
No, she doesn't. That's what I heard.
She hates us.
I'm old.
Yep. This is true.
say that's going to be my
excuse. It could be an excuse for when you don't listen to us.
Or when I'm in trouble.
Thanks, bitch.
Exactly. When I'm in trouble, you can't be mad at the vieja.
Sure I can.
I forget things. It's what I do.
Watch me.
I can be mad.
Oh, you love me. And you're abandoning me, both of your bitch asses.
Listen, you knew about this. It's not our fault that you realized it today.
It's not a surprise. It's been coming.
But we've been talking about it for weeks.
But I didn't realize it was overlapping so much.
But we told you. We said it last week. Listeners, if you paid attention,
and you may know, but I don't.
Stephanie's going to LA for 5 days, and Vanessa's going on a cruise for 8.
And they both
and Chrissy just realized that we're going to be out of town at the same time.
And we didn't plan it. We didn't plan to be out of town at the same time. It just kind of happened. I think it's better when we're all out of town at the same time, because then I don't feel bad for being like, hey guys, I can't record that day because, you know, I'm not going to be here. So.
But I'm alone.
But you're going out of town in 2 weeks.
Exactly. You're abandoning us in 2 weeks.
That's the problem. So y'all come back and I leave. I thought that manda? I don't know.
¿Quién te manda? And it doesn't matter because then you come back and then I leave again.
And it is. Exactly. This is so... I'm having massive separation anxieties.
We love you.
Listen,
bro.
At this age...
I'll bring you back some rum.
Mira, at this age, I like my rutina. I have my routine. I have my thing. You know, I like to see the same people. I like to talk to the same people. Have access to the same people.
You can still talk to me. I'm just gonna be 3 hours Wi-Fi. Behind.
But you'll be busy. Like,
I'll just
stalking.
Be reading. Not you can you? Talk to me.
Not you. You're gonna be on a cruise ship. That's boring.
That's what I'm telling you. You can still talk to me. But I'll still be available.
No, I'm gonna be doing fun stuff.
But Steph's gonna be doing fun stuff that I wanna do.
I'll just be getting sun and drinking,
which is very and nice reading. And relaxing.
I'm gonna be drinking with a giraffe.
I'll be child free. So will she. Yeah.
And I'll be thinking that Steph's meeting my husband.
Noah Centineo?
No, Sebastian Stan. Noah Centineo is the little young boy I want to jump.
Oh, I will totally cougar it up for Noah Centineo. I don't give a fuck.
We realized today that Chrissy's old enough to be Noah Centineo's mom.
Which, by the way, all of a sudden, qué lindo están. What a nice little boy he is.
But come on, Noah Centineo. Oh my god.
Oh no, still hot, but like, now I feel inappropriate.
I shared a picture of him the other day and I really wanted to caption it with, I just want to like crawl under his sweater, but it was kind of inappropriate to type on Instagram. Like, I just want to like live in between him and the sweater that he's wearing in this picture.
So okay, so let's do some quick math really quick to make sure that
the math is right.
He's 22.
He's 22. No, not on him. So currently right now Nick Jonas is
he's like 26,
25 years old.
Hey, you know, you're, I mean,
I'm 40, so I would
you
have had
be
to
be old enough to be his mom too.
Yeah, but I would have had to have him at
like
15.
A teen mom, but like, it still doesn't matter. You still,
no, I'm okay with that though. But like, Noah Centineo, like, I could have like
you were an adult when
I was an
born.
Adult like when he was born. So Nick Jonas is still okay. So Nick Jonas is my level, is my like pause.
No, honey, he's not your level.
No, he's not at my level at all. He's fucking with Priyanka Chopra.
I love
Chopra.
You, but no, he
close.
Is not on your level.
I am not on Priyanka Chopra's level at all. But at least I know 25. 25 is, I think, my cutoff. Because, like, Dylan O'Brien's, like, 28. So anything below 25 is just, it's too real.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What would be your age cutoff?
I mean, I'm 32, so... even if I had I would have had to have, I guess 21, like 21, because they have to drink. Like, I'm not messing with someone that can't drink.
Well, no, I'm not talking about that, but like, look, Noah Centineo is 22, but.
Yeah, but that's only 10 years for me.
Yeah, for me, it's way too many.
10 years is not a big deal.
Is it though?
It kind of is. That's why I said 25, and that's because Nick Jonas is like an exception among men. I'm sorry, I'm still happy about him.
Yeah, I think 21 would be my cougar cutoff.
Your cougar cutoff?
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to be with somebody who like can't just go sit at a bar.
Yeah,
not that I sit at a bar all the time, but like, God forbid.
But in my fantasy single life, I'm sitting at a bar.
Oh yeah, this is true. Yeah. This is all fantasy single life. Which, by the way,
I'm also a size 4 in my fantasies.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh yeah, I'm funny enough. I'm not only am I a size 4. I'm also about 5'5". 5'4", 5'5". I want to be shorter.
Instead of 6'4".
Because I just, like, most of my fantasies involve me being tiny and being thrown around. And when you're a tall, big girl.
So you just date bigger guys. Yeah. It's not that hard.
There are bigger guys.
Just there are guys that are 6'4 and will throw you around.
Yeah. Granted, but I had one. Sebastian Stan and Nick Jonas and things like that.
There. I don't give a fuck. It's the word.
But you know what? Funny is that I was listening to, and I shared this with the chat today, because Trevor Noah.
We got tickets for him, right?
Yes, we do.
When is that?
November 1st.
Okay.
That's a weekday.
Yes, it's like a weekday.
You guys are going out on a school night?
No, weekday, like at 2.
Oh.
It's something ridiculous, like middle of the day when his...
Oh, it's during the book fair?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if we're going to be able to... I'll go, but I'm going to try.
Fuck it, I'm going.
But no, Trevor Noah does this thing that, like, he talks to the audience. Like, it's like a behind... like
oh,
a
I love that, the in between the scenes.
Well, Anna Kendrick...
that was
Anna
Kendrick really
came out, and one of the audience members, she's talking to him, and the audience member she goes, okay, well, I'll take any questions. And the wife goes, oh, I have a question. And like she goes, well, first of all, I don't want to make this weird, but my husband, you're on his list.
That was great.
She's a tiny person.
Yeah, exactly. But like Trevor Noah looked, and like 50-50, it was either for the bit, but he was like, I don't understand what this list thing is. And he was like, actually,
this is like where I'm naive, that I'm like, but if he's just talking to the audience and he doesn't know they're gonna bring up a list, so I don't think it's a bit.
Well, as far as him knowing it or not,
be like, and it, I mean, he could have been like playing it up.
Who doesn't know what a list is, though?
Well, but he's South African.
They have friends in South Africa. South Africa, it's not like the Serengeti, like fucking.
In my mind, it is.
Desert. It's a developed. It's a developed nation.
Thank you for mansplaining it to me. It was just a joke.
He's talking to you. I'm a girl. I can't mansplain.
Thank you for womansplaining.
There's no such thing as.
Thank you for vagina splaining. Listen, I'm a bottle in with Christy. You're just like catching up to me now, so this is gonna be fun.
Give some support.
Well, I can't
to her.
Be hungover. I don't want to be hungover on a plane, so I'm not drinking.
I'm going on a cruise tomorrow, so I can just take a nap.
You can just keep drinking. It's a cruise. You're just supposed to be on a permanent
have to
buzz.
Pack. It is. What time is it? It is 10 p.m. the night
you
before I
say
I have not packed.
I have been packed for my trip since Tuesday.
Okay, my stuff is in the dryer.
And I'm very proud of you for that, by the way.
Thank you.
Because that's how it should be, Stephanie. That's how. Vanessa.
But I'm not traveling with my children. It's just the same clothes I wear every day.
Either. It's traveling in general.
But
Vanessa.
It's just the same stuff I wear every day, plus my toothbrush and my pillow. That's it.
Okay, what day is it today?
Friday.
No, this
so Tuesday
trip
or Monday when we get the text message from Vanessa that she forgot
whatever
and the most important thing, she's gonna forget, like,
Vanessa once forgot a bathing suit
on
a had
cruise.
To buy a $130 bathing suit on a cruise.
I remembered before the ship sailed away, at least I wasn't at sea, I was at the
yeah but you're
the
still
drill.
On the ship, you can't get off and like go to Bayside and buy a bathing suit and come back on.
And if you did have to go to Bayside, it would still be
$130 shit ton of money, because Bayside Bayside's a tourist trap.
But Bayside is so fun.
In 1997.
You guys are the worst. Bayside is fun.
Who goes to Bayside?
I used to go to Bayside when I was in like middle school, high school.
In the 1940s? Was it
in
open
the, in 1997
when it was the place to be. It now it's like legit a tourist trap.
Oh, I know, but they have a Chili's.
Honey, there's a Chili's down the street.
I know. No, sometimes I meet Neri there. Like when the ship is in port for just a day, like I'll go and we have lunch together at Chili's. That's
do you understand that I used to go to Bayside when we were in?
I have a question though. But were the party boats like still with sails at that time?
No, they used coal.
Oh, okay. It's like a steam train. But was the cartographer on board? Do you know what a cartographer is? The guy that makes the maps. That's a cartographer.
You said cartographer and my mind went to photographer and I was like, the old timey camera with the curtain.
No, that's how they take, like on the Titanic when they took the picture and the fucking bulb explodes.
Don't move. Don't move. Hey, don't move. Put the curtain over your head.
I thought she was talking about the guy that takes the sketches during a trial.
First of all, the word that you're thinking about is stenographer, and that's the people that are taking notes.
Yes, but I thought about the one that likes the caricaturist. The one that draws the little
the
pictures.
The ones where they don't allow cameras in, and like, yes, on know, the news, they only show like a picture. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They show doodles.
Yeah, totally.
The doodler.
Not the map guy.
A cartographer is a map maker.
Christy thought it was the doodleographer.
Doodle's a funny word.
Thank you for ruining my joke. I appreciate it.
No problem.
I think that we just made it better because that was hysterical.
High five.
This is a very high fivey episode. Wow.
No, no, you know what was a really high fivey episode? The Geekmore that I did with all the boys, with Jeff, David, and Manny. And it was the 80s toys. David high-fived everybody after their... except for me. He didn't high-five me. That's very
because
sexist.
You had girl toys, I'm sure.
It's still
and
very
he didn't
fucking
have girl
sexist.
Toys.
I don't give a fuck. That's still sexist. He could have high-fived me.
He can high-five you. You're not a boy.
This is true. I don't have a penis. So...
only boys high-five boys and girls high-five girls.
We can't, like...
not really.
We
but
can't sword fight.
No, you cannot. Like no matter how much how much you try.
I like that title. We can't sword fight.
Speaking of sword fights, you want to make your sword fight into a ninja, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Oh my god! Did you forget about that already?
No, but I was like, where is she going with this? And then the Teenage Ninja Turtle rang me that. Go ahead.
Yeah, because fun fact, right before we started recording, a friend of mine sent me a picture, a screenshot of apparently, you can purchase costumes for penises.
It just looks like a sweater.
It's not a sweater. It's a little like sock-ish thing with a Ninja Turtle logo and a little eye mask for your
For your significant
other's pee-pee.
So, like, and then I just want to know, is this what guys mean when they say that lingerie is a waste of time because you're just going to take it off? Like, what is the purpose of this?
For Halloween.
You can't go out in public with that because you'd be. Would you be arrested for that?
No, but your dick is still out. Of course, you will be arrested for that.
But you can go out in public with it. Just nobody's going to see it if you keep it in your pants.
No, she means you have to leave your dick out so people can see it's dressed like a Ninja Turtle.
Well, because I dated a big mistake in my life.
Dated someone that used to rock out with their cock out?
That walked around the Grove as the Borat.
With the green bikini.
The green bikini.
Classy.
Like, that was his costume for Halloween.
Very classy.
The year before we started dating, and he showed me a picture of it. He's like, this is what I wore for Halloween. And I looked at him and I'm like, I have made a bad decision. And he goes, yeah, because I just, I'm like, no, but this is not okay. Like, this is not okay. But yeah, cool guy, not for me. But,
not for anyone.
Hey, he's married and has one or two kids right now. So it was for somebody.
I stand by my statement.
But so,
that's what I said.
What is the amount of penis?
Penis?
None. There like, is no amount of penis that is okay to
no,
be
no,
out.
Not okay, but arrestable.
All of it. Any little bit of it.
Because I feel that he was very exposed.
Yes, yes, he was.
But it was covered by.
No, no, it wasn't.
But he wasn't arrested.
No, no, it wasn't.
He wasn't arrested.
But maybe that was not in public.
It still doesn't mean it's okay.
Oh, it's not okay. It's never was okay. It's the question of whether it was arrestable or not. I don't think that's a word.
No.
But it makes a point.
I mean,
both know
what
I'm talking about.
I don't think it's a word.
I don't think that's a word either.
No. No.
But yeah.
So that was interesting.
That is interesting. I had to deal with a teddy bear catastrophe.
So tell me this teddy bear
catastrophe. Yeah, I need to know.
So I think I've mentioned it before that a lot of the moms that have had older kids that have gone through pre-K 4 at our school have said that pre-K 4 is like one of the most fun years because the way the pre-K 4 teachers teach is they're very hands-on and all the activities they do are very hands-on and they go by each letter. And they do some, so like last week was A, right. And they had an apple party. So we had to bring
apples,
apple slices and apple juice and apple cider and apple pie apple and sauce. Apple sauce. So they had an apple party and they learned all about like the parts of the apple. So like Link knows like there's seeds and there's flesh and like the whole thing.
Oh my God. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay.
Sophie has apple seeds and she's fucking obsessed with them.
Yeah, I got shown them, handed them, and told to look at them.
It's been she just got a second one today from my mom because my mom is indulging this. And it's driving me batshit crazy. Like, it is really stupid that she's just playing with an apple seed. But she has it in a cup full of water. And it is enraging me. Like, when I see her playing with it, I'm like, you're playing with a cup full of water and a tiny apple seed. Like, you're not doing anything and you're just spilling water everywhere.
Ah, there's it is. I was looking for where the anger came from and now I found it.
But it's like the stupidest thing. Like, there was really no reason for me to be mad about it, because even if she's spilling water, she's really not spilling like a lot of water. It's just like little drops of water. It's not like she's spilling an entire glass of water. And I'm just fucking enraged by these apple seeds. And my mom was like, look, I brought you another apple seed. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Like, why are you bringing this kid more fucking apple seeds? Like, stop. I want to throw them away when she's not paying attention. Sorry, can you just...
That's okay. I'm sorry.
I want
to. I didn't mean to trigger you. Falling.
You totally triggered her.
I know.
Hashtag triggered by apple seeds.
So anyway, so this week was B. So obviously AB going in order. We're going in order.
Bananas?
And they did.
Oh, you can tell I'm drunk by how messy my hair.
They did. They had an indoor field trip with Build-A-Bear. So they brought Build-A-Bear over to the school.
Because B is for bear.
Right. They brought Build-A-Bear over to the school, and they did like the heart ceremony and the whole thing. Like,
I love that heart ceremony.
I actually have never seen it.
Really?
Yeah. Link,
take him to the store.
Link has gone to Build-A-Bear a few times, and the few times I've gone, I mean, he's gone, I have not been with him. And he's going again tomorrow because
it's really cute. Like, they give you the little heart, and the kids have to like rub it and like shake it and move it around, and then they make a wish, and then they put the heart inside the teddy bear.
That's cute.
Yeah, and it's great. Then my son, once you sew it up,
he wants the heart.
He wants the heart back.
Yeah, Sophie didn't want to put the heart in the bear, and she ended up just asking, she's like, can I have another heart? They gave her an extra heart, which now I don't know where it is.
So, it was just a basic bear. It didn't come with clothes or anything. Like, we just had to pay, like, the $12, like, for the actual bear.
So, right. Did it have a pumpkin spice latte and, like, Uggs? You said it was a
basic. No, it's not a basic bitch bear. It's just a basic
just checking
bear.
Just checking.
So Link got the bear, and funny. He loves Build-A-Bear. He's gone a couple of other times, and like David told him that since I'm leaving tomorrow, that after music class he'll take him to the store so he can buy like some outfits for the bear.
That's fun.
But he called me when he picked up. I was on my way because, of course, me being the asshole, I'm still going out of town, but I still like had an event to drop off and set up for this afternoon, because even though I'm not
because hashtag money,
because hashtag hustle.
Hashtag boss bitch.
So I'm on my way to like set up this like small little thing that I'm doing, and David calls me like panicked, and he's like, do you have XYZ kid's mom's phone number? And I was like,
no.
Sure. Like, let's call this kid Carlito, because we don't have a Carlito. He's like, do you have Carlos's phone number or Carlos's mom's phone? Can you get in touch with her? And I was like, yeah, I can text her, I can call her, because I'm, you know, I have everybody's contact information.
Okay, yeah.
And he goes, and I'm like, yeah, what happened? He goes, oh, because I think Carlos took...
I'm making a mess.
Because Link says that Carlos took his bear. And his bear is here at the school, and Link's, like, really upset that he doesn't have his bear. And I'm like, okay, I can give her a call, and let's see what's up. And
so Carlitos took two bears?
No, Carlitos took Link's bear, thinking it was
his bear, and took Link's bear.
Like, thinking it was his.
Oh. Did they all have the same bear?
They do, but Carlitos' real name has the same first two letters as Link's.
Okay.
So
makes sense.
And they're four, and they're learning how to read. So I have to think that he just saw the L and thought, like, oh, okay, this is...
But if they're the same bear?
But they're the exact same bear. Like, there was no differentiation.
That's what we're saying. Like, they're
the only
same
difference
bear.
Is that the kids got to name their own bears.
Right.
And...
Right, because you get, like, with Build-A-Bear, you get, like, a little birth certificate.
Right. Yeah, but did they...
And the names of their individual bears were different.
And was the name of the bear with the bear?
Yeah. But I don't know if maybe they just gave it, like, he just saw... But the name of the kid was also, like, on the box that he gives
okay,
them.
So, okay.
So,
oh, that's right. Those like house boxes.
Yeah,
things.
I love those little boxes. They're
so
super cute.
So I think the kid just took it thinking it was his. Like, yeah. I don't think it was anything intentional.
Right,
they're
probably
four.
Just an accident. Shit happens. But like the other day, sorry, I keep interrupting
it's
you.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. Summer camp, they had like water day, and so you had to like pack bathing suits, pack the clothes, whatever, so they could change them. Oliver came home, and I'm like, this isn't your towel. This isn't your bathing suit. You're wearing somebody else's clothes. Like, what the fuck happened at school today?
Yeah.
And it was just...
it happens. We get stuff
teacher,
from other kids, and like, that's part of the reason that we have... Like, it happens in the mom chat all the time. I was like, oh, did... You know, did... did Vanessa's sweater end up in somebody else's backpack? You know, like,
bitch took my sweater.
So, you know, things like that. Is someone, you know, is Christy's lunchbox, you know, has anybody seen Christy? You know, that's part of the reason we have the chat.
Yeah, that makes
sense. So they tracked down Carlito?
Well, I called his mom directly and I was like, let me call her and see what's going on. So I called his mom and I told her, I was like, hey, I know that you already picked up Carlito from the school. I think he may have taken Link's bear by accident. Could you check? And she's like, yeah, I'm on my way home. I'll double check when I get there and I'll call you back and I'll let you know. And everybody that goes to our school like lives in the area. There's like one or two that don't, but
yeah.
But everybody pretty much lives like within a 5-10 minute drive. So she called me back like a few minutes later and she was like, oh, is the bear's name Jack? Because my creative child loves Jack Skellington and every fucking stuffed animal that he has or gets to name his own, it's fucking Jack. So he's got like 8 different fucking toys that are named Jack. So, and I was like, yeah.
Well, when you find a good name.
I mean, my grandson's name is going to be Jack. I'm pretty sure.
Considering the fact that my kid's bear would have been called Barry. More power to
him. Oh, by the way, I was at Publix the other day.
My brother named a cat, a real cat, Kitty. Its name was Kitty.
This does not surprise me.
I was going to text you the other day because Publix had like fresh crawfish in the,
Oh no, here's the fun fact. We visit the crawfish every time we go to Publix.
Does he know they're dead?
I don't know.
You mean the lobsters?
No, they have crawfish in like the tank. Eat? No, like
a mini lobster.
Like already crawfish. Like red.
Right, to
like,
eat.
Yeah.
Like if you want to do a boil, like a crawfish boil.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah,
ready, like fresh seafood.
They sell them, they sell them by the pound.
And he wants to, he's like, mommy, we have to go visit the fish. And we go and we look at the fish.
And it was at your Publix.
Yeah, and he knows that they're there. And the lady's already stops asking me. The fishmonger lady no longer says, can I help you? Because she knows, oh, you're with the kid that likes to look at the fish.
Yeah. So I was gonna send you a picture and be like,
I love your kid,
but I just couldn't remember the other crawfish's name. I know one of them is Pinchy
and Crawly.
Okay, I couldn't remember the other one, but I was gonna
crawfish,
take a picture of it and send it to you guys and be like, the future for Pinchy and Crawly.
I've already said, because somebody told us that these fuckers can get like up a hand like size, like, and
your
I said
dinner, you're raising, like, your dinner
the day that happens, we're having a fish fry at the house.
So anyway. Seafood is delicious.
No, but she's just thinking about Pinchy and Crawly.
Or is that I can raise my own dinner? That's, like, I'm.
It's called farming.
It's called, you did.
Well, I am not a farmer.
Neither are we. But I mean,
I get the concept.
Yeah. So anyway, the mom calls me back.
I get it too, but I don't want to do it. Sorry, no, I'm okay. Like.
So the mom calls me back anymore. And asks me, she's like, is the bear's name Jack? And I said, yeah, it is. She's like, okay, we have it. I'm sending my mom back with Carlito so that we can pick up his bear and give Lincoln back the bear.
So they're running the school.
Yeah, because David tried to take Carlito's bear so that we could just like meet up and swap, but the school was like, no, just leave it here. And if anything, we'll give it back to him on Monday. So Lincoln was pissed, though. I heard him on the phone. He's like, he took it on purpose. And I was like, no, Bob. We were trying to like calm him down, like, no, puppy, like, he probably just took it by accident. Your names have the same letter. Like,
FYI, he has now met his first frenemy.
Oh,
he's like, fuck,
I have
that
to
guy.
Tell you, we'll, I'm not a fan of Carlito, because this kid has been, so we've been in class with him since pre-K 2, and he is not very gentle.
Oh, it's a D. The 90s rock band that goes to Oliver's school.
Oh, yeah.
So he's not very gentle, and we've had already some like interactions on the playground of like pushing and things like that.
Yeah, Sophie has one of those too.
So
his name is Paul. It's not. It's just the name I made up for the podcast.
Oh, okay. Like Carlito?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nathan has one, but the name is so amazing that I can't even make one up. But I have to. But when I tell you later what his actual name is, because when you see your kid bitching about that name, you kind of like, are like, okay. But we'll call him Stu.
Okay.
Stuart.
Nobody has a I have no fucking Stuarts anywhere near Nathan right now.
So
look what I can do.
He tripped Nathan. He grabbed. He literally grabbed Nate. Like he has a cut on his chin. A scrape on his chin, and asked him what happened, and he goes, Stuart likes to stand in the class, and he'll grab your feet when you're walking by him, and he made me trip.
Oh, yeah, that's awful. I can't get mad at Stuart because Sophie does that too.
But this kid, like Lincoln, for the first time ever, came home and said he didn't want to go back to school because this kid was pushing him in the playground. So that's, I think, why Link.
He was like, "No, this is like purpose. Fucking intentional. Like yeah. He took my bear."
I'm hoping it wasn't intentional. I don't think it was because the kid. It would have been intentional had the kid taken both bears.
Yeah, listen, I'm not gonna say. Well, it was.
I don't think his mom or whoever picked him up would have been like, "Oh, you have two?
Yeah." Well, from what I understand, Abuela picked him up, and Abuela's tend to believe whatever kids say. So
yeah, but that's still pretty obvious that he wouldn't have two brand new bears mm-hmm. in two brand new boxes. Like, that's not...
Well, listen,
my kid's name was clearly written on the side of the box, and, like, nobody noticed until I called somebody.
Yeah, so... I want to believe that the child was not being vindictive and took Lincoln's toy, but then again, fuck the kid because I don't know him.
Right.
And I only know Lincoln. And I agree with Lincoln. That guy did it on purpose.
So
I support Lincoln.
I support Lincoln.
Hashtag justice for Lincoln.
Yes.
Well, I'll let and him just, know that his titi support him.
Yeah, justice. Or hashtag
hell yes.
Like, bring Jack back.
Bring back Jack. Bring back Jack. No, Jack is at home. Well, actually,
Jack is home safe.
Jack, well, was home safe, but Lincoln took him on a play date. My mom took him. My mom
did
is...
Did he leave it somewhere?
No.
Lincoln, we were all rooting for you,
Lincoln. Lincoln is on a play date right now, and took Jack with him.
Who's he playing with?
Another classmate. Yes, he has other friends that are not just your boys. He has school friends.
He can have school friends.
I am offended.
He can have school friends.
He's been asking for a play date with your boys.
I know. So. Oh, we need to do that.
He can have other friends, but again... Justice for Jack and I believe Lincoln.
But since they just got their bears, they knew they were gonna have this play date today, and my mom took them, and they were gonna take both the bears.
So we cannot have somebody else's bear at the play date. He had to have Jack back.
Yeah, he had to have it.
Listen, this is more and more I'm siding with Lincoln on this whole situation.
Mm-hmm. And the play date he's at is the kid that sits at his table with him, so like they're buddies, and so
yeah, Nathan has two of those and they both have the same name, so it's really easy.
Oh, okay.
Like, they literally both have the same name. And he's been in the same class with them, so it's great. Because I don't have to think.
Yeah, so, but all is well. And Jack is back in Lincoln's possession. And he's going tomorrow to get clothes for him at the store.
Well, I hope that clothes shopping...
can't be naked.
I hope clothes shopping...
Right now, Bear is fucking naked.
Yeah, I hope clothes shopping for Jack goes better than Nathan's clothes shopping for Rexy.
Well, last time he went to Build-A-Bear, the bear got a Star Trek outfit and a Star Wars outfit.
I feel that was not Lincoln.
Well, yeah. Lincoln wanted a dog that was dressed like a stormtrooper because the dog was black and white, and the stormtrooper is black and white. But then David saw
the Star Trek, there,
and he was like, "Hey, don't you want your?" Because that dog's name is Jack too. Surprise, surprise. And he goes, "Don't you want Jack the dog to have the same uniform as Spock?" And he was like, "Yeah." So he bought him that shit too.
Well, obviously,
yeah. Because last time Nathan went,
"Hey, kid, you want me to buy you this shit on a stick?" Yeah.
See, because we've been lucky because Nathan has three Build-A-Bear animals.
I have no idea what these shits cost. I have no idea. I know that I have to pay $12 for this thing, but I don't know how much all the other shit is.
Well, the bear is pretty reasonably priced. Yeah. Okay. It's when you start buying the accessories that it gets expensive. Yeah,
and
shit.
Even the, like...
You could easily spend $50 on one of these things.
Yeah, and even...
Easily.
Yeah, like... The generic, yeah, the bear is 12, but even the like special characters, I guess you'd call them, are not that expensive because they do a lot of times they do two for
like they have My Little Pony,
and
they'll
do two for 25 or two for 30. Yeah. Yeah, so we have three
and the infamous pay your age.
Yeah, yeah, well, because we have three Build-A-Bears at home, none of which are bears. We have a Pikachu, a Meowth. So they have no clothes because it's Pikachu and Meowth.
Right, like,
that's just
clothes.
What they are. And then we have Rexy. One guess.
So he just puts Y's at the end of whatever they are.
What do you think Rexy is?
A T-Rex?
Yeah, okay. The dino.
We're so smart.
Basically, he'll either do the color or what it is. Lately, he's gotten a little bit more interesting, but no, we're still kind of there. And last time when Rexy was the first one to actually get any accessories or clothing because he's a dino, you know, he can.
Okay.
We went home with a pink jetpack that goes with Sky from
Paw Patrol.
From Paw Patrol.
Okay.
And a skateboard.
Okay. I mean, some people have to have hobbies.
Yeah. So basically, it was a dinosaur that could
fly
and skateboard. And when he got on the skateboard,
I mean,
he
that could, sounds like a pretty talented yeah. dinosaur.
So we didn't get close. So that's what happened. So I'm intrigued to see.
I will. Well, he was saying he wanted to get Jack a Darth Vader outfit.
Seems appropriate. I wonder if they have Halloween stuff.
I'm sure they do.
Probably do. And if that's the case, my son will get it because he's fucking, he should. He's morbid.
Actually, I know they have a vampire. I know for a fact that they have a vampire costume for the bear specifically.
Okay.
Because I remember seeing it because I was like, "That's we need that in our home. Like that needs to come home."
Well, we have a couple bears. We have a penguin. We have a monkey. And we have a cat in the hat.
Yeah, a lot of they're like, they'll do a lot of 2 for $25 specials. And it is true, what they get you on is
the accessories.
The accessories, because the bears themselves are pretty decently priced. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't
mind spending $12 on a bear. It's when you charge me $30 for a dress that I'm like,
Yeah, I think the jetpack was like $8.
Your kid doesn't wear $30 dresses. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, my kid isn't getting a $30 shirt. Like, that's just not happening.
Especially now. When Sophie was one, yeah, I bought her a $50 dress for her first birthday because it was just so fucking cute and it matched the theme perfectly. But now, I'm like, no. You get Cat and Jack on clearance. Yeah. Like, that's what you get.
No, because they're just dirty.
Yeah.
Nathan came home yesterday. There's no, like, there's an English word for it, but it just doesn't sum it up as good as he came home un churro. Like, he was just a ball of dirt. Like, he was Pigpen.
Yeah.
He came home in his uniform, and they had a birthday party at school. Mm-hmm. And
he had a cloud of dust on his feet. It was
literally, yeah, and on him and the cake on any, and all he would tell me was, "Mommy, I didn't want cake." I'm like, obviously, because you're wearing it.
For not wanting cake, you certainly have a lot of it on you.
I'm like, because you're wearing it right now. Like, do you didn't want to eat it? He goes, "No, Mommy."
That's like the other day when Vanessa's brother was moving his stuff in and all those guys smelled like afuera.
Oh my God. They were like,
that is the, but let me tell you, okay, for people,
I'm glad I'm not the only, no. David and I aren't the only people that use that to describe, a description.
We had that conversation. Well, wasn't
I
it?
I remember that.
Wasn't it like,
look, this was her $50 first birthday.
That's adorable.
But her party was candy themed. And it's like candy pink.
No, it's adorable.
I had to buy it.
I think it was 2 weeks ago or a week ago when we were here and Sophie came from outside.
Yeah.
Yep.
And both of us were like, "Oh, you smell like outside."
Yeah. No, you smell like afuera.
Like afuera. Like you smell like afuera. Like, and
I've never used that expression until recently because you guys were using it.
So you're saying it's a Cuban thing?
Yep.
Okay.
But the thing is, it sums up.
But just like, paying your way into a bridal shower is a Cuban thing.
Fucking amen.
Is that a Cuban thing?
I'm gonna assume it is because in my life
it used to be.
Right, it used to be. No, I know that was very common, and like I did it, and I think I was probably like the last one to do it because I was on like the tail end of like paying for bridal showers, and I have not been invited to a shower in years that I've had to pay for.
My best friend,
I also got married almost 10 years ago.
My best friend got married and I called her and I asked her 14 years ago. And it was super like, you know, she was the first one of us to get married. Like, we were doing it on a budget. We were all college students at the time. Mm-hmm. Like, and we charged for her bridal shower because we are fucking broke. And she was broke too. Like, the wedding was like, it was like, I think her entire wedding cost $9,000.
Yeah.
Like, unheard of.
Like, when I got married, like, some of my other friends around me that were getting married at the time, like, it was hit or miss. Like, some people did, some people did it. Now, it's like, if you're throwing the shower, you're paying for it. So, like, when you sent that earlier today, I was like, okay.
People are still doing it. It's just not in our circles.
No, it's not a thing. It's just not a thing.
It's a Hispanic thing, I guess.
But whatever. Moving on. I'm still a little bit weird about that.
I'm salty about it too. Don't worry.
Yeah. But,
and I'm not salty about it on your behalf. I'm salty about it for a whole different reason.
I totally understand. But, like, what was I talking about before that?
Sorry.
Oh, the Cuban thing. So I pissed off Vanessa the other day. And I don't know if you know this, that I pissed off Vanessa the other day. Because
I don't remember.
I did not know. Because about the Cuban thing. And that's what I'm going to bring up. But I will regress back to, for those of you that don't live in Miami or are not Hispanic, afuera means outside.
Yes.
And there is a distinct smell.
Yeah. That comes from when your child or somebody has been outside and sweat.
It's just this like, there's no way to explain it. It's just you smell like outside.
Yeah.
You smell like you.
Like you've been outside. Like
but the English word does not properly encompass what it is.
Because there's the smell. Like, yeah. Yeah.
No, it's not grajo.
Grajo is different. Grajo is oniony.
Yeah.
There you go.
My mom has a very racial slur way of saying that.
But it's, but like, look, Vanessa just physically reacted to my description of oniony because that's what
it smells. It smells like rotten onion.
That's grajo.
That's grajo, yeah.
Like sour cream and onion.
Yeah, it's like,
like, you know, sometimes you're standing in line behind somebody at Disney and they have that smell.
That's grajo.
This is why I take deodorant with me to Disney.
But funny enough, not that many people smell like afuera at Disney.
No, because they smell
because
like grajo.
Because everybody smells like afuera at Disney.
No, they all smell like grajo.
They smell like grajo. They don't smell like afuera. I think afuera also involves like grass.
Yeah.
Like the smell of grass is encompassed in the afuera. Like it's part of the mixture of this. Like if we're making a perfume and like it, grass would be one of the notes.
Yeah. Like when Kim Kardashian puts out her thing, the primary note and the this note. And I'm like
it's the top note, the mid note and the low note or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Like grass would be like the mid note because you have, it's like grass. It's like,
sorry, I've gone down a rabbit hole and I'm looking at all of Sophie's first birthday pictures. Sorry.
You're going to cry.
Probably. No, I'm just really enjoying my decorations from her first birthday party.
I'm hungry.
So am I.
You want to order Postmates?
Sure.
What do you want?
But do we have time to order Postmates by the time that like you need to go home?
It's 10:20. What time do you need to go home?
I mean, like, as soon as possible, really.
Then maybe we shouldn't order Postmates.
Okay, fine. I mean, I can get food on my way home. It's no big deal.
I'm just saying. Even though I'm all for Postmates.
Dave,
were you at her first birthday?
Yeah.
You were?
I was not.
You were not.
We were not friends.
Yes, I was.
I was friends with Neri, but I wasn't friends with you.
I was there.
Which means Neri shunned me. Shunned.
Well, I did not want 150 people at her first birthday party.
Oh, no, don't worry, because me and Neri weren't those friends. We weren't that good of friends.
We still had like 80
I have
people
no choice but to have
birthday.
150 people at anything I do.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I was like, that's just like the
that's like
number.
A standard number.
Yeah, that's like just the number that I have. Yeah, 80? That sounds about
that's
right.
That's why lately we've just been doing birthdays at Disney because fuck it.
Yeah, like his birthday this year, like we have to pay per person because it's one of those like play places. And I'm like, fuck. Like, do we really like this person that much? Like, you know, at what level are we friends? Like, are we at like birthday friends? And now it's becoming petty as shit. It's like, oh, was I invited to your kid's party? No, sweet, because you're not invited. I still like you, but now I don't have to invite you. I only have to invite you if you invited my kid to your party.
Yeah.
That's the new rule.
I've always, for Link's fifth, I've always wanted to do it. Like, from when he was like two, I was like, I'm for five, I'm doing a Toy Story party. And he's like, I think when we went to Toy Story Land, we unleashed the monster. And I know that that's one that doesn't die. Like, the Toy Story one stays for a while. So, I think I have to figure out where I'm going to do it.
See, Nathan's birthday is supposed to be, and we told the girl when we read, like, did the contract that we, but she said we could
totally derailed the conversation.
No, it's okay. And she said we could switch it to, because if we needed to, like right before, we just have to tell her it's supposed to be Cars, like Disney Cars. Mm-hmm. But like he's gone so away from Disney Cars in the last like months. So like, I don't know if I need to like either find another theme or steer him back in November.
Right.
Because I know I can steer him back, like it can be done, but he's gotten so far into sea creatures and you know, animals and stuff like that, that I don't know what I'm gonna do.
I mean, I could throw you like a killer, like,
well, it's gonna be at that place, so I'm not doing shit.
But remember, I could do it. But I can still do it.
No,
I've done
they're
it at
doing
those places.
It. No, but they, it's all included. Like the decorations, the centerpieces, like they have all these set themes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm not doing shit because I have to do, I'm going insane for Nochebuena.
Right. No, I wanted to do, I thought about doing going bananas.
No, it's not, well, it's not going bananas. It's
right, I know, but I thought about
one
doing,
of those.
Yeah. I thought about doing it there just because I've been wanting to do it there for a couple of years and I think I might just pull the trigger and do it.
Well, this place just gave me a really good
deal. I have
deal.
To see how my spring goes, like event-wise. If I have another spring like I had this year that I was just like packed.
Well, check out this place.
And I don't want to do it.
Check out this place. It's not that bad. Okay. But,
Well, I'm actually going there in like 3 weeks because Link got invited to a birthday party there. So I'll get the information.
I went. But, okay, what was I saying? There was a smell situation.
We were talking about Agüita.
And then I pissed off Vanessa.
Oh, that's right. You pissed me off. I don't remember why.
So, you know how Vanessa gets mad at us when Cubans claim things?
And Neri.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, you pissed me off. I remember this conversation.
Honestly, 100% was, this is honest, like, to God, was not aware that this was something that other people that are not Cuban
what,
did.
Violetas?
Yes.
No, I didn't either. I genuinely thought that was a Cuban thing.
I genuinely, like, either my, at least
you
my,
understand that we genuinely think these are Cuban things. This is not us trying to annoy you.
No, I know.
You. Like, the crackers thing, like, they fucking say Cuban crackers.
That's Neri's fight. I don't care. My grandfather ate them, so to me, they're Italian crackers. I don't care. They're crackers. I like them. End of story.
The bag says Cuban crackers.
Yes, I know. Again, not my fight. That is Neri's fight.
Yeah, that's Neri's fight. You think that it's just bread?
No, the bag says
Cuban
bread.
No, the bag says Cuban bread. There's Cuban bread. There's Puerto Rican bread. There's French bread.
Yeah, but I'm sure
when we
talk...
Which I had Puerto Rican bread the other day because
it's sweet. I don't like it.
It's weird. It was sweet.
I like it better. It doesn't get stale as fast as Cuban bread does.
If you put Cuban wrap in...
You have to put it in plastic bags and put it in your microwave.
No, you know what you have to get? No. Yes, you know what you have to get? Get one of those umbrella...
Oh, I have avocados for you if you want them.
Get one of those umbrella bags from the stores and put the Cuban bread in that.
Also, I have to steal shit. So that makes Cuban bread.
They're fucking free.
Listen, you have
umbrella bags are free.
And also, you have, listen, if you don't want to steal shit.
It was a joke.
If you don't want to steal shit, you have your Cuban bread. You eat half of it, as you should. and then
but I don't have a Nate here to lick the butter off of me.
And then you wrap it, both sides of it,
in a Publix bag. And stick it in the microwave.
Not off of me.
Microwave.
I know, but I put everything in the microwave.
Kind of troll that would say, even though the label clearly says Cuban bread, I'm looking at the fucking sticker on your mic stand, says Cuban bread. We'll say, this is just bread.
No, he knows. Cuban bread. But it's different kinds of bread. Like, the bread is just different. But, like,
the crackers are just different. Like, to me, crackers are like soda crackers. Like, those are like regular fucking crackers.
Listen,
like,
crackers. I give Colombians all the fucking props in the world for your craqueñas. That shit is the best thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Or, like, Brazilians with their pan de bono.
But no, you've had craqueñas.
Pan de bono was Colombian.
Isn't it Brazilian?
I think it's Colombian.
I think it's Colombian.
Whatever.
But you've had craqueñas, haven't you?
No, I haven't, actually.
They're saltine crackers without the salt with butter infused in them. Like, butter is in the cracker.
They sell Cuban crackers that have butter.
No, but this is called, like, literally the bag is called...
I'm sorry, regular cracker. Yeah.
I don't give a shit. The person you have the beef with is not here to... I almost spilled the bottle.
I like how, like, last time you guys went to Cuba, you were just sending the pictures of the buildings. Jeff was like, hey, Neri, the buildings weren't invented in Cuba. Like, we're aware that those are not invented there.
But yeah, try.
That's where we're going again this week.
They literally, they're called craqueñas. They're not crackers. They're called craqueñas. And you understand, I take them to work and people will ask. I have ladies at work asking me to buy them for them because they don't live in areas that sell them. Because they're they are crack. That's why they call them craqueñas.
Okay.
Well, this is why I think
with the
they
hands?
Call them craqueñas.
With the
but yeah, so Vanessa's the other day says that Oliver came home
smelling like violetas,
and then he's like, his teacher constantly puts violetas on him, and I go, well, is she Cuban? Because old Cuban ladies, that's just a force of habit to make sure that the children just, like, my mom, like, gets offended if I let Nathan leave the house without violetas on.
My parents have been getting Lincoln ready for school in the morning, and I took him the other day because I've been off for all the Jewish holidays, and I took him to school. My mom's like, you're not gonna put violetas on him? I put violetas on him every morning, and I brush his hair, and I put violetas on him, and I'm like, okay.
For our non-Spanish speakers, violetas is violets.
It's called royal violets.
You can get
Violeta
it on
Rus.
Amazon, guys.
Yeah.
Or at your local Navarro.
Yeah, there's a brand called Violeta Rus, which is the, like...
Agustin Reyes is the best.
Agustin Reyes. Like, this is, like, Carmen. the beginning of it.
I like the purple one. I don't like the gold one.
Mi tesoro.
That's
I have it in my car. Mi tesoro smells as good as Agustin Reyes.
I'm a big fan of the purple one.
Is that the gold one?
Yeah.
The royal violetas?
Yeah. See, I have both.
But
and the spray Agustin Reyes still isn't as good as the regular as the bottle.
And then if you want to get fancy, my mom likes this little like shorter, fatter bottle that I forget what it's called, but it's also a Violet's one. But I was 100%. So when I told Vanessa, I'm like, oh, is the teacher Cuban? Because her fault.
I was like, I feel like the teacher's trying to tell me that he's the stinky kid in class.
Yeah, and I was like, don't be offended because it's literally inbred in old Cuban ladies to just spray Violetas on children. And Vanessa was like, Violetas isn't...
No, I know it was invented in Cuba. Like, I know.
I was going to say, I'm doing the research on the three major companies and they were all founded by Cuban owners.
Right. I do know that. But it didn't stay in Cuba.
Like, it's permeated throughout Latin America.
Everybody uses it. And then there's also the Menin, which is the one that I grew up on.
I don't know what that word is.
Yeah, Menin? I don't know what that is. Oh.
That sounds like a commercial. Tanta Menin.
Menin.
Yeah, what's that? Is that a...
It's a perfume.
Okay, no, I thought that was like a male deodorant or something.
No, I think it's actually like a company and they do like different hygienic type
okay,
of products.
Okay, because I've seen
But
that
they
commercial.
Have a baby perfume and that's the one that I grew up on, which fun story. When I was like 4 or 5, I saw a big bottle of the Menin perfume underneath the bathroom sink and I was like, oh, apple juice. And I drank it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why you're weird.
Probably.
But like, so
I have a sad story like that. But
does the person die?
Yeah.
Okay, no, we don't talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about that off
air. Cuba in the 30s, so.
Oh, whatever. That's different.
It was my grandfather's sister.
Yeah, that's
she drank perfume?
She drank like an oil that she thought was
turpentine.
See, all people.
Yeah,
but there's.
Like that. And she accidentally poisoned
herself.
Yeah,
that's really
so
sad.
She died when she was like 9 years old.
But that's why like all these people don't understand
but
about
that's
like safety bottles.
9 is kind of old to be thinking that turpentine.
Maybe she was. Maybe she was younger. I don't know. She died when she was a child. Like she was a child.
Yeah.
So, but that's the kind of shit that happened back in the day.
Well, yeah, like my mom has a cousin that like a barbecue got knocked over on her and she got burned by the coals and we weren't allowed to like hang out near barbecues.
But let's be real, like,
well, yeah, my mom was really some paranoid about
fire.
Leaving shit like on the counter because her aunt died 50 years ago.
There's always like somebody,
but there's
somebody's cousin.
Listen,
well, like the reason that you have to wear a seatbelt is because like legit, my tío Pepe, like that's his name, like that's not a made up shit.
Yeah,
like, urban legend. My tío Pepe was ejected from a car because he was sitting in the middle seat and he didn't put on a seatbelt and he was ejected from the car.
Or like the fact
in
that
the
like
70s, by the way, when they didn't have
obviously.
Seatbelts.
Or the fact that like Jeff's grandmother used to freak the fuck out whenever Jeff would put Nathan on his shoulders if he didn't have shoes on.
What?
Because. That Jeff didn't have shoes on, not Nathan, because she knew
what?
A guy that put his son on his shoulders and was walking barefoot and slipped on the tile and the guy and the kid went flying.
Did you know that
there's always a Cuban story?
Well,
or Hispanic story.
Yeah,
of
Neri's
like,
mom, well, Neri's family's from Nicaragua. I was not allowed to stand in front of the fridge. Like, I couldn't stand in front of an open fridge.
You're going to get sick. What are you talking about?
Te va a entrar el sereno.
Yeah, and I'm like...
Oh, wait, have you heard the...
You can't stand in front of the fridge right after you wake up. I'm like, but it's always after I wake up because I'm awake.
But didn't they tell
so
you
I've
also...
I've already woken up.
You also can't wash your hair when you have your period.
This is true.
Oh, you can't walk barefoot when you have your period, right? Because then, like, you're going to freeze your... I don't know what...
Or, like, you can't eat bananas because then your baby's going to look like a monkey. Like...
What?
Oh, yeah, you never heard that? You've never heard that.
I've never heard that.
You can't eat too many bananas while you're pregnant because then your baby's going to end up looking like a monkey.
I heard the fact that like you have...
Super offensive.
I'm sorry. I'm about to be a little offensive. What kind of Tina Fletcher shit is
that? Well, to be fair, I don't know that... Neri's mom never said that to me, but I have heard that from other people.
Oh, I've never heard that before
like,
in my life.
No,
that's
I heard
hilarious.
The one that like obviously like your kid is super hairy if you have like
heartburn. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's
well
like,
my kids were super hairy and I never had heartburn.
I had
heartburn
so,
like twice.
I had
yeah,
so
Link
much
was,
heartburn.
Link was hairy and I didn't have when he was first
I
born.
Had so
my, kids
much.
Were, my kids are still hairy. Like my kids have hair on their backs, like on their shoulders.
No,
and
Link
like,
lost most of it, but like no. He was born like
thank God my kids lost most of it. Because if not, I'd be like ideal image. Like, we need.
You've seen my kid, people. And I literally spent my entire pregnancy drinking. You spent my entire pregnancy drinking cold milk and anything that I could because I was so heart. Like I had lived with heartburn,
right?
And my kid is.
Yeah, he's
I expected him to be hairier. Have you seen his father?
Yes.
But no, there's like always like 15,000 stories of like what you shouldn't do. Like, you can't be barefoot. You can't carry the kid. You can't do this. You can't do that. Like, I got so many. And let me tell
Mary's
you.
Mary's family, we moved while I was pregnant with Sophie. They wouldn't let me answer the door. They wouldn't let me do dishes. I broke a bowl. They wouldn't let me clean it up. They wouldn't let me do shit. And I was so frustrated. And I kept like venting to my mom. I'm like, Mom, they don't let me answer the door in my own house. And she's like, let them fucking do it. And I'm
like, my dad, when I was like 7.5, 8 months pregnant, I went to their house and I was pulling out of the driveway. And he looked at me. He's like, why are you still driving? And I'm like, because I got shit to do. Like, why am I not going to drive? He's like, you shouldn't be driving. You're too pregnant. And I was like,
I was given a pillow and had to drive with a pillow in front of my belly, in front of the steering wheel for the last month of my pregnancy.
Yeah, that didn't happen to me, but Neri's aunt asked Neri the same thing. They're like, oh, where's Vanessa? And he was like, oh, she's at a doctor's appointment or she's shopping or whatever. And they were like, is she still driving? And they were like scandalized that I was still driving. And he's like,
you weren't sitting at home on a pillow?
Like, yeah, like, oh, 10.
Africándote.
10 to echándome aire. Like, they weren't like.
No, I used to always argue with people because like everybody was like, oh, you can't carry anything heavy when you're pregnant. I'm like, stop.
What? I squat a lot, like to do whatever, pick things up, get on the level with the kids. Like, I've just always done that. Like, it's something I've always done. And people were like, you can't squat. I'm like, why?
I don't get
that. That's a good thing. You open up your hips, spit the baby out.
Like,
right?
No, I don't know. I got bitched at because of the fact that I was like picking up shit. And I'm like, what if I had another kid?
Yeah,
exactly. So you're telling me I can't carry my 2-year-old because I'm pregnant with the other kid? Like, that's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, I feel like a lot of these precautions are good. Like, I understand, like, don't drink, like, don't smoke, don't do drugs.
I'm a fan of an old wives' tale.
Which one?
Any of them. Like, I'm just a fan of it.
Okay, yeah. So, like, I understand, like, certain things. Like, don't put too much strain on your back or, like, don't try to lift heavy things. Like, I get it. But at the same time, like, you can't just, like, stop your life because you're pregnant.
Oh, speaking of something else it's not really, it's pregnancy, but it's, like, old wives' tale-ish. Like, again, I don't know if this is just a Cuban thing or if this is, like, a general Hispanic thing. You know how we laugh that, like, old Cuban people say that, like, pizza no es comida.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so
it's wrong.
True,
it's wrong. But they
believe that
it's wrong. But yes, old like Hispanic people. Wait, does yours?
Is this
you're Italian? How does that work?
No, pizza's food.
Okay, that's what I was gonna say. Because like,
but it's like pizza with like salad with like a side.
Because
like
I was gonna say, because like yours is like you're on the cusp there. Because like
but it's like Italian pizza is like thin crust pizza, and it's like the fourth thing you eat after eating a bunch of other shit and drinking a bottle and a half of wine at dinner.
I like your people.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yeah? No? All right, we're back. Thanks Yay. For holding, guys. It's been like an hour.
We had to you guys, it's been 2 seconds.
We had pizza.
Chug, 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 and possibly an ad.
Mm-hmm.
But we did. We had pizza. We ordered a pizza.
We were hungry.
Now yep. Vanessa has porn voice.
I do, because I am now sleepy.
Yeah, same
I'm here. Tired too.
I'm past the drunk stage, and I am at ready for bed stage.
Yeah, so we're gonna wrap this up.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we can talk about.
We talked about a lot of random shit this episode.
We did. It was really like all over the place because I started already drunk and got drunker.
Yeah, because we had a project we were working on.
Right.
So we started drinking.
Yes.
Before we recorded. So thank you.
Hopefully
for...
you'll hear about our project in next week.
Ish.
When is this coming out?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's... hard right now.
just know that we appreciate you for riding on the crazy train with us.
I'm sorry if it was like too... Okay, so this is coming out on the 19th.
Nope, not yet. No.
So the following podcast, not this episode, the next episode.
Yeah.
You'll hear our project. So just a reminder, we are drinking Apothic Crush. This is the smooth red blend. And
which
it'll,
we're big
it'll
fans.
Get you drunk.
Yeah, and we're big friends of wish we were friends.
We're seriously big, Apothic. Let's be friends.
Yeah, let's be friends because we're big fans of Apothic in general. I have yet to try an Apothic brand that I don't like, including even me and Steph tried the Apothic Rosé.
Yeah,
it's a good day drink.
Did I try it?
I don't know if you tried it because we tried it at SuperCon last year. I don't know if we bought it for this year.
No, we did it because we couldn't find it. We were looking for it and we couldn't find it.
And so we tried this. We've tried Apothic Dark,
Apothic
regular.
Dark is great. Regular Apothic is good. This is the smooth.
Yeah, and this one's Crush.
This is Crush, excuse me.
Yeah, and the one I'm going to get because they're just doing another limited release, which stay tuned for that one, is Apothic Inferno, which I've had before, but I don't think the girls have had.
No.
Which
we've had similar wines, like,
yeah,
with like a similar concept. Like, I think we had Steel and some, I can't remember the name of it.
We had the Big Six.
Yeah, that's the whiskey barrel.
Yeah, but there we had another one too, Steel and something.
Yeah,
Jeffrey got us so drunk that night.
Damn it, Jeffrey.
But yeah,
always Jeffrey.
Fuck, it's always Jeff's fault.
Well, but Apothic Inferno is coming up on a limited draw, so I'm going to try to get some of that. But this one's Apothic Crush.
Yeah, it says a decadent red blend that combines red fruit flavors with notes of caramel and a variety. Wait, I can't read. And a velvety, smooth mouthfeel.
Yeah, you really can't read. Those words are not the same.
A velvety and variety. They both starts with V and end with Y's.
I mean, with all the letters in the middle are different.
Okay, but the first two and the last two are the same.
Velvet and variety are the
first
one.
First one and the last. You know.
I can do that math, Vanessa.
Is it velvety or velvet?
It's velvety.
Okay, so at least you do have the Y.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm saying.
Okay. I was just checking.
Okay, we have to stop.
Say goodbye, Vanessa.
Goodbye, Vanessa.
But first, do the business.
Oh, I have to spell. Okay. So if you have a wine recommendation for us, or if you have a story you want to share, please, people, share your stories. We ask every week. It's been... Guys, our 2-year anniversary just passed?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like 2 days ago, our 2-year anniversary. Or was it today? Wait, I have it in my calendar. Hold. Hang on.
But it was recent that we've been doing...
Yesterday, September 13th, is the 2-year anniversary that our first episode aired.
Wow.
So, guys, 2 years now, we've been asking for you to talk to us.
Talk to us.
Please, tell us things so we have things to talk about. Because we know you're listening. We see the numbers. So, share your stories. Or you can stay anonymous, I promise. We won't read your name if you don't want us to read your name. But you can check us out on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find a whole bunch of other podcasts like What's Up Bro, Zeroes on Heroes, Mount Geekmore, What's Good, Shiver, The Talking Geek, Comedy Fitness, and Mr. Multiverse. And I don't think I'm missing anybody.
I think you actually got everybody.
I got everybody. So high five to me. And... Jesus. I high five myself. So if you want to share a story, if you want to send us a wine recommendation, you can email us at mamasandmerlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT @gmail.com. Spell the same across all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr. I think that's it. and, you know, just, you know, tag us in your shit. And Halloween's coming up, so tag us in your costumes and we'll share costumes because we really like sharing everybody's costumes because they're great. I love Halloween.
I know. Yes.
By the way, my son has expressed his interest in being Woody for Halloween this year, and I'm looking for a Buzz Lightyear. So if anybody wants to partner up, I'm totally, let me know.
Okay.
I apparently need to make either a octopus, squid, or swordfish costume.
The fuck do you do? How do you make a swordfish costume?
I know, don't know.
Octopus or squid?
Octopus. I found this on Pinterest, so.
Perfect.
The fuck do you do with a swordfish?
Just do like a regular Nemo and have him carry around a sword.
Yeah.
I'm basically trying, he's high way five. Too, like, authentic for that, so he refuses because I show him Nemo pictures.
Your kid sounds like a douchey hipster when it comes to
I showed him, like, he's like, I want to be this, I want to be, I'm like, how about a shark? No, I want to be
him, it's baby shark.
Baby
I tried
shark.
He says that Jeff could be a daddy shark, but he wants to be a swordfish, and I have to be a blue marlin. So I showed him
what the fuck?
This is my life now. So I showed him the picture of Dory thinking it's a blue fish. He goes, mommy, that's not a blue marlin.
It's not.
And so I showed him Dory, Nemo's dad, and I said, look, it's marlin. He goes,
he's an orange,
that's the
marlin.
Wrong marlin, mommy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so I'm pushing him towards octopus.
Your kid needs a low-cut v-neck shirt and skinny jeans and to be eating pasta out of a mason jar.
And
like, what
scarf.
The hell,
he needs a scarf and he
and
needs
like a fedora,
like,
and glasses. Ray-Bans,
like, yeah, he needs like super, the thick glasses,
super demanding.
Ask him if it sounds warmer on vinyl.
Sumer. No, that's me.
Oliver wants to be Jack and a firefighter and a police officer. So yeah. I don't.
Nathan, it's all about sea creatures, so something of that nature will happen.
No, every morning we drive past the fire station that's right by here, and he wants to see Los Bomberos. So
nice. That one's an easy costume, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping he sticks with that because finding Jack has been rather difficult. Because they're all Dash or all Mr. Incredible.
Really? I would have thought with the new movie coming out.
You would think, but no.
But you realize that the costume's all the same for all of them, right?
No, because Mr. Incredible has muscles.
Right.
So even for the little kids, instead of making them Dash, they're Mr. Incredible. And they have, like, huge muscles. And even if it says Dash, they're, like, super muscular. And I'm like, that Dash doesn't have muscles. So I don't know. I'm just happy Sophie wants to be Hermione.
That works.
But yeah, so thank you so much for checking us out, guys. And we love you. We love your faces and cheers.
Cheers.
Bye. Wow.